2 weeks ago on Valley Edition, we heard about how the Trump administration's immigration policies have been affecting agriculture businesses in the San Joaquin Valley. President Trump's strict rhetoric has many immigrant communities fearful of deportation, especially after announcing his zero-tolerance policy. And it isn't just farmers that are struggling. As Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports, flea markets are seeing a drop in attendance as well.
Jose Robles scrapes up handfuls of dried chilies into a bag for one of his customers at the Cherry Avenue auction in Fresno County. He's been selling chilies and other vegetables at flea markets in the San Joaquin Valley for 19 years. But business has gone down. He says President Trump's recent immigration policies have affected every vendor.
Toda la gente está asustada por todas esas leyes.
Everyone is scared by all those laws that are happening that the government is getting into. A lot of people are traumatized. A lot of people don't want to leave their homes because they have fears of ICE grabbing and deporting them. A lot of people are scared, and that's been affecting all vendors and all commerces in general. Robles says talk of immigration reform and deportations have Latinos in the valley on edge, many whom shop at flea markets. He says less people have been going to flea markets since the ramp-up in immigration policies. Robles is just one of the many vendors Valley Public Radio spoke to who have seen their businesses suffer since the crackdown on immigration. We're selling a third of what we sold in prior years. That's Lodevina Lopez. She also has a stand at the Cherry Avenue auction. She's been selling clothes, shoes, and toys for 11 years. Lopez says she's seen fewer people coming to flea markets since Trump took office. And recently, it's been worse. But it's not just customers. She says it's the workers, too. Because of all the problems we're experiencing with immigration and all the fear that's been infused in people and they continue to put in people, they don't want to return to work here. Lopez says the fear among workers and customers is consistent in other flea markets she works at. She has stands in Selma, Visalia, and Hanford. But she says people shouldn't be as frightened as they are. It's not a fear we should have. We should keep working like always. But yes, a lot of people get scared. The owner of Cherry Avenue Auction has a different perspective. Neil Burson has owned the market for 17 years with his brother. He didn't agree to a recorded interview, but says the drop in business is not related to immigration issues. Burson says economic factors play a larger role, and so does the weather. Frank Parisi with Sunnyside Swap Meet agrees.
Well, when it rains, no one's going to come out in the rain because they can't put their stuff out in the water. If it gets too hot, you know, people kind of leave early because of the heat factor because you're on asphalt, so it gets pretty hot out there. So weather is probably one of our biggest factors for the swap meet.
Parisi says he has heard of people being fearful to go to flea markets because of recent immigration policies. But he says it doesn't really affect his swap meet. He says it depends on what area you're in.
You know, there's certain areas like out in the country, you know, there's a lot more of those people that have that type of a situation out there. We don't have that. We have pretty much a little bit better mix of people here. But I've heard about that immigration type of thing. We've never had a problem with it here.
But it's the smaller valley towns and rural areas that do depend more on flea markets. Dr. Devra Saxton teaches anthropology at Fresno State. She says flea markets play a vital role in immigrant communities throughout the valley.
Part of it is there aren't a lot of grocery stores or malls in a lot of San Joaquin Valley communities, particularly in the smaller towns and unincorporated communities. But even if you do have access to that, there's something about the remate or the pulga that harkens back to home.
Saxton says many Valley residents come from Mexico, Central America, and Southeast Asian countries, where shopping at open-air markets is a tradition. Whether it be going to socialize or to sell merchandise, she says for Latino immigrants, these markets have a deeply rooted cultural history.
You're able to have conversations with the vendors in your own languages. I mean, there's not just Spanish-speaking vendors, Hmong-speaking vendors. There's also a lot of indigenous-speaking vendors from Oaxaca and Guerrero, and along with those specialty products. So you can have conversations with them that perhaps you can't have in a regular grocery store. So it's not just a commercial space. It's a very social space, too.
Flea markets are also critical economic spaces.
Immigrant and low-income entrepreneurs cannot afford retail or storefront space, even in the Valley, where rents are lower than they are in the Bay Area. And so being able to pay for your booth in the Remate or the Pulga and to have your hustle, to have your business, enables a lot of these families to sustain themselves as well in really critical ways.
Back at the Sunnyside Swap Meet, a Fresno resident says she's here to do just that, socialize and walk around. Norma Lopez zigzags through the aisles of vendors with her grandson. She says he likes coming with her because of the churros. She says lately, and especially since Trump took office, people have been too scared to go out to the flea markets. A lot of people that come to flea markets are undocumented and think ICE is going to come and take them. Like Lopez does, many people come to flea markets for fun and the experience, to take in the smells and taste of their native countries. Saxton wishes people could think more about what immigrants must go through on a daily basis.
The Valley is a very low-income area, and the flea market is where you can go not just to get a good deal, but to kind of be a human and relax and take in the sights and smells and tastes that you enjoy. So it's also, I think, a really critical place of pleasure. And under this administration, people are being repressed and terrified, and they can't even have that simple pleasure of going to the Remate anymore. That's really disturbing.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.